Questions in this, please.
If you could give your 17-year-old self a piece of advice now after what you've just achieved today, what would it be?
That's a tough question.
I spent 3 seconds thinking that one up.
As always, whether you're 17 or 20 or 27, I think the journey is really never ending, and you always have to commit, you know, your best efforts to everything that you do. And you know, I've had very different phases in my career. I've had ones when I was young and winning Grand Slam at 17 years old. Then I had a period of going through a tough injury and clawing myself back onto the top, and then winning another Grand Slam. And now after another small injury to the shoulder, I find myself again, almost in a little bit of a comeback. And these moments are very special, because that's what you work so hard for, and you try to win from the first point on to the last one of the tournament. And I'm really proud that I was able to do that here.
That's one thing that Andrei Petkovic said when I asked the PA. Do you appreciate the wins like this more now, simply because of everything that you've gone through?
Definitely, because you're given a time and a chance to think about, what you've accomplished. But also, it hits you that from a very young age, everything is on a roll. And you train, you practice, you go to a tournament, you play. And then when you have kind of a stop sign in front of you, or when you're faced with an injury or other things that don't allow you to play the sport anymore, that gift of just playing becomes a pretty important detail in your life. So I'm certainly not taking anything for granted, and even more so after what I've gone through.
Great match.
Thank you.
You played probably your best tennis ever set. Mm-hmm. You fought since the first point. Quite a lot, but it was so close every game.
Yeah.
Maybe your serve improved you.
Yeah, I think it was a combination of a few things today. And I felt like in the beginning I was up in a lot of games, and I had game points in a few games. I was up 30-love and just wasn't able to execute those games. And all of a sudden you find yourself down 5-0 and then a set and then a break and then more chances for her to break. So, I was always trying to get myself back up and trying to find that energy, because even though I had chances in those first few games, I didn't feel that my energy was there and my level was there. I was making too many errors, and although she took advantage of that and played extremely well from the beginning.
After this week, how do you feel physically? Because you had so many tough
matches. I'm really happy that I came through. I don't think I would have been, in Australia, if you saw after those tough matches, I was just physically not able to recover. And that's from not playing, because there's nothing that replicates going out and playing these types of matches. I was down and out in that first match of the tournament, and I came through that one. It was a very physical match, and, thankfully the others were a bit shorter. And then, although maybe I wasn't, at my full energy capacity today, I was able to bring out, the best that I could on this given day.
Yeah, the court was amazing with the crowd. We always say that in the morning when I wake up and maybe it's raining, it's cold, and
that. Yeah. These are much better moments. I'd much prefer these moments, but you don't just wake up and get to that moment. I know that many people show up and they sit in the stands, but it is the years and the days and just hours of the work that you put in for that moment. So. Yeah, I think she's okay now. We took some pictures, so she's okay now. I can't recall, but maybe. I've been on the tour for a long time, so I've seen a lot of things. But thankfully, she's okay.
Maria, is the side slice that you use for the approach, is that a relatively new weapon in your arsenal? Because it worked really well, almost like Ellen Jimmy Connors.
Yeah, I don't think I've used that much. I don't think I'll be using it too much in the future. It worked well for me a couple of times today. But that's because I think she came up with some really good short slices, and that was really my only way out of the point, because the ball was quite low.
Any other questions in English?
Yeah, we have to have questions.
ask you about the garage now.
I know. I know. I was thinking about that when I was losing. I was like, this car is too sexy to give up. Like, I'm not going to let my opponent win this Targa, okay? I don't have this one in my collection, so I really I really want it.
Anything else? We got some weapons.
So fun.